Dr. Bill Crawford here, psychologist speaker, author of 8 books, host of 2 PBS specials. Here again to bring you another tip on how to help you create the life you want. Specifically, how to use my Life from the Top of the Mind philosophy to bring more clarity, confidence, creativity into everything you do. I'm here at the beautiful Predator Ridge Resort in Kelowna, Canada, doing one of my leadership retreats, and I thought I would take this opportunity, shoot this video, kind of give those of you who are looking for tips on how to become more influential in your life and the lives of others, information on my perspective, life, what I call life from the top of the mind. One of the things I want to focus today on is the difference between who we are and what we do. What really makes us valuable, lovable, worthy of happiness? Because I think a lot of us have grown up believing it's what we do. You know, do we get good grades? Did we please our parents and teachers? Are we getting good marks at our job? Are we getting good reviews on social media? A lot of this has to do with what we do and how other people perceive us. And I think a lot of us have been kind of trained in some ways to focus on that as what makes us worthy. And I'm going to suggest it's really not what we do, not just what we do. Certainly it's part of that, but it's really more of who we are. When I'm working with clients and people who are wanting to kind of have more influence in their life, what I encourage them to do is kind of make a list of 20 qualities or characteristics of them at their best. These aren't skills, these are qualities, characteristics, curiosity, compassion, caring, kindness, a good sense of humor, intelligence, wisdom, things like that. Because when we can be confident in who we are, then we can bring those qualities and characteristics to what we do. And ironically, it makes what we do even more successful. But when what we do is the focus, kind of pleasing others, making sure other people kind of value what we do, sometimes they are and sometimes they are not. And sometimes we'll do just a great job, but people go, yeah, that's really okay. And we find ourselves going, wait a minute, man, I put my entire life into that. I put so much effort into that. And we're not really given that that praise that we're looking for. And we feel less than in some ways, less than worthy, less than lovable. And I think our challenge is to not focus on that. Because when people are reviewing us, perceiving us, they're really looking through their own lens. Sometimes that's a really clear lens. They see us accurately. Other times that is not a clear lens at all. It has to do with how they see life in general or what's going on in their life at the moment. Maybe there's something they're dealing with that they just can't see us, you know, in a healthy way. So what I encourage people to do instead is to get really clear about who you are at your best and make that what I call your highest purpose, the most important thing in your life. What if we did that? Kind of got this list of 20 qualities and characteristics and went into the morning practicing that, being that way. Brought that into everything we do, into the afternoon, into the evening, so that we could begin to experience life based on who we are. Because the good news about that is something we can take anywhere. We can take from situation to situation, relationship to relationship, job to job. That never changes. And it allows us to bring our best to our relationship, our parenting, our job, our employer, our employee. And in doing so, I think we actually serve the world better. But we're not focusing on serving the world as our main goal here. Our main goal is to be who we are, to take responsibility for bringing the best of who we are to life. I believe when we begin to focus on that, things start improving because, again, we're coming from that internal perspective. There's a concept in psychology called an internal locus of control. And that has to do with knowing who we are and being able to influence that and bringing that to life as something we can be proud of. When we do that, I think even when we do something and people don't really see it the way we want to or recognize us the way we'd like to be, we can go, okay, well, I still know who I am. And we can move on to the next situation, clear about that concept. So if this is helpful, I'm going to encourage you to make your list of 20 qualities or characteristics. If you have trouble coming up with 20, ask your friends, ask your family. But you want to do 20, kind of it overwhelms this old belief that we are only valuable when we are serving others or when we're doing things for others. And then practice waking up in the morning, choosing two or three of those, bringing them into the morning. Stopping around noontime, choosing two or three of those, bringing them into the afternoon. On the drive home, between afternoon and evening, stopping, taking a moment, asking that question, who do I want to be with the most important people in my life, the people that I love the most and who love me the most? I think you're going to find it really begins to help you create a more successful and happy and meaningful experience. Hey, if you want me to come to your organization, talk about how do we bring our best to others and bring our best to life and take responsibility for who we are, I do that. It's what I get to do. I get to go around the world doing that. I'm here in Canada doing that now. Just go to my website, BillCrawfordPhD.com. Hit the contact button. Let me know what you're interested in. In the meantime, here's to you bringing more clarity about who you are, not just what you do, to everything you do. More clarity, confidence, and creativity to everything you do. Look forward to seeing you in the next video.